By the time June 26th happened, you had over 40 fatalities, and due process in effect had been attempted. Each one of these had been reported to the relevant police officials and to the Justice Department. In several of these cases, you had multiple eyewitnesses. Every time you had eyewitness to the crimes, the murders that had occurred, the shooters or the killers, because it wasn't all by shooting, were identified as known members of what was called the Goon Squad, that is the Death Squad, that is the FBI-run mechanism of extra-legal enforcement on the reservation. There had been no prosecutions. There had been no indictments. There had been no serious investigations. So you have a situation that presented itself at that time. People had gotten the message. Either you stand down, you abandon your political resistance, you acquiesce in what it is that the authorities want to do with you, and that's to impound another eighth of the reservation at that point, because as we didn't know then, they discovered a uranium deposit on it. Or you're going to have to provide for your own security, and that's what Northwest AIM Group, Peltier's formation of AIM, was doing in the Jumping Bull property at the time the FBI agents who were killed went there. And see, the FBI was undoubtedly frustrated as well. I mean, you got 40 fatalities in this closed environment. You got people who have been hammered. This is just the dead. During the same period of time, you got 342 really serious physical assaults that occurred in that environment, almost exclusively directed at AIM members and supporters. So the level of violence is what the Assistant Attorney General of South Dakota, William Janklow, later the Attorney General, later the Governor, then out of office and Governor again now, that William Janklow, at the time called simply awesome. So simply awesome level of violence. I have no idea what we'd do to make it abate. Yeah, how about stop instigating it? That's the reign of terror.